And on the line now I have Marguerite Cotter, Commercial Director at PhoneWatch. Good morning to you, Marguerite.
Good morning, Noel. Thanks for having me on.
I suppose we start with the good news, in the climate that we have, that burglaries are way, way down in the course of the past couple of months. Would it be true to say that?
Yeah, they are way, way down, which is fantastic to see. And obviously at PhoneWatch we're delighted to see that. We would base our figures on figures that are released by the Central Statistics Office every quarter, so every 3 months. So we're going off figures that were released for Jan, Feb, March of 2020 and comparing them to the same time last year. And there's been a 7% decrease on a national level. Mm-hmm. But I'm just looking at the figures here in front of me, and at a more kind of local level here in Dublin, you know, in Dublin North specifically, there's a 42% drop. So volume has decreased down to 250 burglaries in Dublin North versus 450 for this time last year. So some really, really great drops, which is down to a number of things, but we really believe it's down to just homeowners being more vigilant. And that's always the message at PhoneWatch, mm-hmm. is that, you know, the safety of your home is in your hands.
Yeah, I'm just wondering now, with tongue-in-cheek, with the loss of earnings these burglars have had, will they be put in for the, have they put in for the COVID payment?
So there you go. Possibly. Yeah.
Anyway, you want to, Marguerite, so. You want to give a few tips to people. But the first thing I'll ask you about the alarm system, are they easily to disable?
In terms of, can burglars easily disable them?
I mean, you hear talks of, you know, you break in, rip it off the wall, end of story.
Yeah.
Is that true? Or?
Yeah, that would have been true a number of years ago, Noel. Things have moved on quite a bit right across the industry. And I would say now that for all alarms, but especially monitored alarms, typically when we're installing now, I suppose I can really only speak knowledgeably about our own PhoneWatch alarms, but we would typically install what we call the brains of the alarm in, you know, an unobvious place that we agree with the homeowner. So mm-hmm. yes, the keypad is by the door, regardless of whether a burglar rips the keypad off the door, that's not what controls the alarm. So the main system we would install somewhere, you know, that's not obvious, like I said, with the homeowner. So it might be in a bedroom, in the attic, it depends. But what that means is that it can easily be ripped off the wall. So the days of that happening really are gone.
Okay, more sophistication in there, which is today's climate as well.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of more people being conscious of having new systems. And, of course, it works in all sorts of ways for insurance and everything and stuff like that. And the monitoring system is on 24 hours a day, just to clarify that.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. So I suppose, you know, the last few months we've all been working from home, but at PhoneWatch we have staff in our alarm receiving centre 24/7. So they have all been coming into the office consistently. They come in regardless. So once your alarm is armed, we will receive notifications if the alarm has been activated, and we will take the correct action, be that call your key holders or send the emergency services. And worth noting as well, we do respond to burglary alarms, but we also respond to smoke and fire alarms and carbon monoxide alarms, and dispatch the necessary emergency services there too, which mm-hmm. is quite an important part of the safety of our homes as well.
I suppose even with alarms, it's just to get the point across as well that people shouldn't be complacent. I sure leave the window open, the alarm is there, and head off to the shops. There's a lot of tips you want to give out now. So, Marguerite, you want to do that now?
Yeah, I think, look, it's just really, it's quite basic stuff, but, you know, things that we'd all forget. I think what we do see is a mini peak in burglaries during the summer season, you know, so it's for two reasons. One, people are leaving their homes, and I guess, you know, we're all now, you know, going on holidays, albeit, you know, most of us staying within Ireland, but also we're out in our back gardens and we might kind of, you know, leave the front door unlocked or whatever. And a very high percentage of burglaries do happen while we are all in our homes and during the hours of 9 to 5. So basically what we're saying is, even when you're at home, make sure your front door specifically is locked and your windows are secured, and don't leave any valuables, you know, in sight, you know. So I know, for example, you know, my kitchen countertop, you can see from the front door, so I would never leave, you know, things like mm-hmm. laptops or anything on there. And then when you do go away, just make sure that your house has the appearance of not being empty. So put lights on timers, and we do have part of the PhoneWatch system smart plugs that you can time your lights to come on and off. But if you don't have those, you know, ask a neighbour to come in and maybe turn lights on in the evening, move your bins, cut your grass, if that's a possibility. And then the big one, and we're still talking about it, is, you know, when you're away, wait until you're back to share your holiday photos, because it is something that burglars, you know, they're very opportunistic burglars, so they can access our social media accounts, especially if they're not privacy, if we're away. And so be sensible, really.
Yeah, and Marguerite, it's something they're watching out for all the time, every opportunity, and it's a phenomenon, and I'd be surprised as well how many people put stuff where they are while they're on holiday, up on Facebook and all the social media places. It's amazing. It's, they just don't think about stuff like that. Celebrities included.
No, absolutely. And I think, look, most of us do have our accounts on private, but, you know, some don't, or word gets out, or whatever. And like I said, burglars are opportunistic. So they will, you know, in most cases, you know, unfortunately, we see that the burglar has been monitoring actions and things like that. So they know when the house is empty.
And I suppose we talk about the old-fashioned way. The great thing is, as you mentioned there, of course, as you were talking, you mentioned about talk to a neighbour. Just say, listen, I'm going away for a couple of weeks. Keep an eye on the place. The alarm is set and all that sort of carry on.
Exactly. Like, we really believe in the power of the community and the power of a good neighbour at Phone Watch, you know. And I think it's important to remember that at Phone Watch, yes, we call the guards, but before that, we call the key holders that you have assigned when you sign up with us. So that is, in most cases, a neighbour, someone who can access your home relatively quickly. So it's all about building up the relationship with that neighbour, you know, asking them to, you know, just check in, keep an eye, and if there's anything kind of untoward going on, you know, maybe take action. And that is really, really powerful. And then, you know, it helps you when you're on holidays as well to just relax and enjoy the break.
Mm-hmm. Just be vigilant, as you said, even when you're at home. Okay, listen, Marguerite, thank you very much for talking to us. Anything else, any more tips?
No, I think that's all, Noel, I suppose.
Well, cool.
You know, be sensible and take time to, you know, to consider these things.
Well covered. Thank you very much for talking to us here in Ireland FM, Margaret.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's Margaret Cutter. And, of course, that's all the tips that you can ever want about safety and alarms and all that sort of carry on. So you can look up the website as well, Phone Watch.